As the monkeys searched for Sita, they spread out during the day to comb their allotted areas, and at night regrouped to take rest. Before 1 month had elapsed, Vinita, Shatavali, and Sushena returned, having thoroughly scoured their assigned regions. With sad faces, they reported to Sugriva that they had not been able to unearth even a single clue about Sita's location. Sugriva sat next to Ram as the monkeys came, relating to him their experiences. Everyone concluded that Hanuman was their only hope. As the party led by Angada thoroughly searched throughout the desolate Vindhya mountain range, they became tormented with hunger and thirst, for that entire region was devoid of water. Then, when the monkeys left the mountains and entered the adjoining forest, they were disappointed to find that the trees did not even bear leaves, what to speak of fruits and flowers. Because all the streams in that area were dried up, it was also bereft of birds and other animals. The forest had once been the home of the great sage Kandu. When he happened to die prematurely at the age of 10, the rishi became so angry that he cursed the entire forest to become unfit for the habitation of man or beast. While roaming in this desolate forest, the monkeys came upon a ferocious Rakshasa. Although the demon was fearless, having received a benediction from the demigods, he was killed by Angada, who thought him to be Ravana. However, when Angada's party searched the entire area and failed to find any clue concerning the whereabouts of Sita, they became disappointed. Time passed quickly. As Angada urged the monkeys on in their search around the Vindhya mountain range, the allotted 1 month came to an end. Oppressed by hunger and thirst, the monkeys searched for water. Then Angada and Tara sighted a cave where moist creepers grew thickly and aquatic birds flocked. They hastened to the cave, hoping to find water within. The cave was deep and dark, and as they cautiously entered it, they made a chain by holding each other's hands. Finally, after proceeding for 8 miles, the monkeys could see a light deep within the cave. Proceeding further, they came upon a grove of golden trees. Soon, they came upon golden palaces, beautiful ponds, and lovely gardens. And in the midst of this heavenly grove, the monkeys beheld an ascetic woman dressed in black deerskin and glowing with spiritual effulgence. Hanuman approached her with folded hands. "Kindly tell us who you are and to whom this cave belongs. And why does everything have such a golden appearance?" "Oh, we are very tired and thirsty, for we have been wandering about through waterless regions for a long time. My name is Swayamprabha, and I am the daughter of Meru Savarn, the superintending deity of Mount Meru. I am a friend of the Apsara Hema, and I remain here guarding this hermitage. This cave, named Rikshavila, is the creation of Maya Danava. After performing austerities here, Maya Danava received a benediction from Lord Brahma, which enabled him to possess all the mystic powers known to Shukra. Thereafter, Maya Danava continued dwelling here. However, later on, when Maya became attached to Hema, Indra drove him from these regions with the help of his thunderbolt. Lord Brahma then gave this cave to Hema. So now, please make yourselves feel at home and kindly tell me the purpose of your coming to this inaccessible region. According to Vedic etiquette, one must always welcome a guest. First, one should offer the guest a sitting place and refreshment. Then afterwards, one can inquire about one's well-being. Even if the host is very poor, one can at least offer a clean sitting place and a glass of water. In such a pleasant atmosphere, a guest is sure to feel peaceful and happy. Thus, Swayam Prabha heartily welcomed her visitors. As Swayam Prabha offered her guest hospitality, Hanuman narrated the entire story of Ram's exile and their search for the kidnapped Sita. Hanuman then said, "We cannot thank you enough for your kind reception. So, is there any service we can perform in return?" "No, because I am engaged in performing austerities, I have nothing to ask from anyone." "Our master, the Monkey King Sugriva, has allotted us 1 month to find Sita, and that time has already expired, and therefore we feel doomed. Is there any way you can help us?" "It is nearly impossible for anyone who has entered this cave to get out alive. However, I shall assist you by utilizing my mystic powers. But you must close your eyes, for no one can leave here while looking about." Thereafter, the monkeys kept their eyes tightly shut. Suddenly, they felt themselves being transported out of the cave. And when they at last opened their eyes, they indeed saw that everyone had been carried out of the cave. Looking about, they could see that all the trees were now in full bloom. Apparently, spring had arrived. The monkeys became very depressed, thinking of how so much time had somehow mysteriously elapsed. Angada then suggested, "We should all sit down and fast until death, for that would be more noble than being killed by Sugriva for our negligence." All the assembled monkeys agreed that there was no question of them returning to Kishkindya without first obtaining some information about Sita. Tara then proposed, "Let us take shelter within this inaccessible cave, for we could all live there without fear of being discovered." Angada remained silent, as if ready to approve this plan. Hanuman, however, disagreed. "My dear prince, I consider you to be endowed with the 8 attributes of intelligence, for you have an inclination to hear what others have to say, and the capacity to hear what others have to say. You have the ability to comprehend the basic meaning of what others have to say, and you also have good memory, as well as the capacity to reason in favor of a proposition and also against a proposition. You have deep insight into the meaning of what others say, and you also have true wisdom. But above and beyond all of this, you are endowed with the 14 excellences that characterize great personalities: a sense of time and place, firmness, ability to endure all kinds of hardship, knowledge on all subjects, expertise, vigor, the ability to guard secrets, consistency, heroism, the ability to judge one's own strength in comparison to that of the enemy, appreciation for the services rendered by others, compassion for surrendered souls, indignation in the presence of unrighteousness, and steadiness in one's duty. And in this way, Hanuman employed the first political expedient by flattering Angada. Then, Hanuman utilized the third by causing some dissension among the monkeys, making them argue about what should be done. Finally, Hanuman intimidated Angada by saying, "Now, if you were to go through with your foolish plan to live within this cave, then you shall soon meet with disaster. The other monkeys will not remain faithful to you for very long under such conditions. And moreover, eventually Lakshman will find out where you are and destroy this cave along with you and the other monkeys. However, if you return to Kishkindhya, Sugriva will certainly forgive you. Because you are the only son, he will later install you on the throne." "But Hanuman, you overestimate Sugriva, and you forget that he is enjoying his elder brother's wife. Sugriva purposely neglected his promise to Ram, and then took action only after being threatened by Lakshman. Therefore I say, whoever wants to, they can return home. However, I shall remain here, fasting until death." And after saying this, Angada sat down on kusha grass and began weeping. The other monkeys surrounded him, likewise determined to give up their lives.